Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Ireland at 12 minutes past eight. And in Ukraine, the situation there has, particularly in the east of the country, has become increasingly tense. Now, that's a phrase you've heard several times over the last couple of days, but it's particularly apposite this morning after one incident in which a local politician has, it's reported, been tortured to death. And Ukraine's acting president has ordered the relaunch of military operations against pro-Russian militants. For more, we're joined by Alec Loon, a journalist based in eastern Ukraine. Thanks for taking the call. First of all, this murder of a local politician which, and the claim that he was tortured to death, what's known about it, what's certain about it, and the circumstances?
Yeah, hi there. The thing about this instance is that it seems very, very well confirmed, because in this case, I actually have an acquaintance, a colleague of mine from Moscow who works for a Russian publication, was actually there at the moment of his abduction. What happened was it was last Thursday in the village in the city of Khorlivka, where pro-Russian protesters recently seized the police building and appointed a new police chief. A local deputy, a member of the city council, came down to the building because he wanted to replace the Russian flag that protesters had started to fly with the Ukrainian flag. He's a member of the Fatherland Party, which is the same party that many of the Kiev leadership belongs to, including Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk.
And this man's name is Vladimir Rybak, correct?
That's correct, yeah. Vladimir Rybak came down to replace the Russian flag with the Ukrainian one, and about four masked men came up to him and started arguing with him, and my colleague was also there at the time, and they wanted to take both him and my colleague captive, essentially, but luckily for my colleague, a local woman was there who knew him and said, "Oh, no, don't take him, he's one of us, it's okay." And so he was narrowly escaped possibly the same fate. Anyway, these masked men then took Rybak and loaded him in a car and took him away to an unknown location. Later, his body was found in a river nearby with signs of torture, along with the body of another man. So it's pretty clear that this killing was, by all accounts, related to his political stance, his political activities, and his pro-Ukrainian, his outspoken support for the Kiev government.
And is it that one incident, Alec, the murders of these two men, that led, or were there other episodes that led to this decision to relaunch this military operation against pro-Russian forces?
Yeah, this was the incident that was cited by President Alexander Turchynov when he called for the relaunch of the anti-terrorist operation. However, there have been several other instances in the past few days involving the capture of people who share different political views than those of the pro-Russian protesters and militia in the region. For instance, this weekend, a journalist from Kiev named Irma Krat, who is also a well-known activist and was a member of the Women's Hundred on Independence Square this winter and was part of the Euromaidan protest this winter. She was in Slavyansk in eastern Ukraine to cover events there, and when militia found out who she was, that she had pro-Euromaidan views, they arrested her, and she has been speaking with journalists over the past few days. They're not letting her go, although they are trotting her out to speak with journalists, and she's making some very strange statements that don't seem consistent with her previous views. She's saying that she was previously wrong, and that if she would have known what the Euromaidan protests would have led to, she wouldn't have supported them. And it seems like the militants there are making her say various statements, since they are holding her captive and her future is uncertain. And meanwhile, there are reports of other journalists also being captured in that town, so it's a very dangerous place to work at the moment.
How would you relate that quite nasty situation in terms of the incidents you've been describing in eastern Ukraine, to the big picture in which Mr. Lavrov and Secretary of State Kerry are still talking to each other, and were talking to each other yesterday about what's going on?
Yeah, I think the problem here is that the Geneva Accord, the Geneva Agreement, was loosely worded enough to allow both the Western countries that signed it and Russia to kind of see their own, take their own narrative away from it. So Russia has constantly been accusing Kiev of not fulfilling its end of the bargain, and a shootout this weekend in Slavyansk again played into that narrative. So Russia has accused Kiev of not disarming nationalist pro-Ukrainian groups, and it has accused one of those groups of perpetrating the shooting in Slavyansk this weekend, which killed at least three locals. And so we see that both sides are accusing each other of not disarming their respective groups, and for that reason, it's the agreement is not working out. And I would just say that that all this tension, it kind of it definitely shows the militia in eastern Ukraine seem to be operating without any regard for the government in Kiev, which they see as illegitimate, or for the Geneva Agreement. And really, it would take some heavy pressure from Russia, probably, to make them start to follow that.
All right, Alec Loon in eastern Ukraine, thank you very much for talking to us. Obviously, keep in touch with our news bulletins during the day to see how that situation develops.